Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show, we're on the air. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day today. We are. Feeling good right now is the Milwaukee Bucks. They have made their deals. They seem to be the team that just got better, and they have the best record in the NBA. So, I mean, hopefully this continues. Tonight you're going to see if all those pieces begin to culminate as they take on the Dallas Mavericks back at home tomorrow night as well. We'll tell you a little bit more about those that put us here each and every day when it comes to sponsorship. But our buddy Andrew Lopez, beat writer, has covered Mirotić, knows what he's talking about. Let's go to him and see what Mirotić is going to add to this team. Andrew, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. Glad the trade deadline's over. I could probably take a nap.
Tell me what Mirotić meant to the New Orleans Pelicans.
He was huge. I mean, so they picked him up last year, a little bit before the deadline, early February. He was kind of the answer to after DeMarcus Cousins went down with his Achilles injury. And, you know, after struggling maybe his first month or two, he really was a key figure for them down the stretch and into that playoff push last year when they made it to the Western Conference semifinals. He was crucial in that sweep against Portland. He spaced the floor very well for them against Golden State, and at the beginning of the season, he was a perfect complement to Anthony Davis. But injuries and other things just kind of derailed his time here, and they figured, you know, he's going to be a free agent in the offseason. Let's go ahead and see what we can get for him.
So, by the way, we're talking with Andrew Lopez, the New Orleans Times-Picayune, about Mirotić. So, I guess my next question is, how do you think he'll fit in in Milwaukee? I mean, what is he bringing to Milwaukee, and how do you think he's going to fit into this the way this team is right now?
To me, this is probably the best deal of the trade deadline for any of those East contenders. I like it better than I like Tobias Harris for Philadelphia. I think he is going to add another spacer on that court. Not that you guys need any more spacers, but he adds another one to what the Bucks can do. And, you know, once they figure out where his minutes are going to come from, I think it's going to be an excellent addition. He's upped his volume this year. I think he's averaging, I think, 9 3-pointers per 36 minutes, which is a career high. He's going to let it fly, and you have to respect him. He only shoots it, I think, around like 36 or 37%, so right around league average. But you got to respect him, and it's going to open that floor up for Giannis even a bit more.
That's the big thing, is that I think this year more than ever we've seen beyond the, I mean, he's going to drag a 4 and a 5 out with him, or Giannis stays inside and gets single, you know, man on, and then the floor is completely spaced to where he can kind of spin and do his thing. But I agree with you. I think this is going to open up the floor for the Bucks. How much are the Bucks outside of Milwaukee now, given it from maybe your perspective there in New Orleans, how much are the Bucks now looked at as far as being a respectable team and a team that is for real, a true threat?
Well, I think the only thing you need to look at right there is when Anthony Davis made his trade request, he said there were 4 teams that he would sign with long-term, no doubt. The Los Angeles Lakers, Los Angeles Clippers, the New York Knicks, and the Milwaukee Bucks. It just kind of shows you where a superstar is thinking. Obviously, having Giannis helps, but, you know, he sees how that's run, even though it's a small market, you know, compared to most other teams in the NBA. But the franchise is stable. You guys have the new arena. people realize what this team can do. You see them as the number one team in the East right now, and I don't think there would be many people surprised if you know, to see Milwaukee in the finals, despite what Boston's doing, despite what Philly's doing, and despite what Toronto's doing.
So people are really talking about this Bucks team possibly being in the finals. See, that's I for a lot of people inside the walls here, inside Bucks Nation, it's hard for them to wrap their minds around. I mean, there's a lot of optimistic fans, don't get me wrong, and everybody believes that Giannis is the real deal and such, but to put Milwaukee in the finals, we haven't seen that since the early 2000s when the big three of Glenn Robinson, Sam Cassell, and Ray Allen were one shot away from beating the 76ers and facing the Lakers. So it's been such a long time coming, and I'm glad to see that people outside of the area are actually saying, yeah, this team could actually get to that point.
And I think it you know, AD might have helped in that regard, but when he did list them as one of the four teams you want to go to, it kind of validated them in a little bit. Not that you really need the validation coming from another team superstar, but the fact that he was able to say, look, I recognize this as a franchise that is stable and has a chance to compete for a championship, I think it's a big thing. And I mean, I've long been a fan of Giannis, and I've watched him, and I it's hard for me to say that, you know, this is anything less than a title contender. I mean, he's probably an MVP guy. He's one or two, I think, on everybody's ballot right now. And, you know, it is a perception out there that this is going to be a team to be reckoned with just outside of Milwaukee right now.
Talking with Andrew Lopez, covers the New Orleans Pelicans, and you can find him at _Andrew_Lopez on Twitter. So you mentioned Davis and everything swirling. I mean, what are they thinking in not trading him away, I guess, when it seems like the Lakers were offering him everything but LeBron?
The idea is kind of boiled down to this. It's kind of twofold. One, you want to see what deals are out there in the summer. Jason Tatum can't come to New Orleans in a trade until the summer because of the way Kyrie Irving's contract is structured, so Boston couldn't get into the mix. And then you really want to see what happens with that number one pick. If New York happens to land the number one pick and you get the right to chance to get Zion Williamson, well, maybe you send him to New York for Zion and see what happens there. You have a superstar in waiting, basically, to start building your franchise around again. And on the flip side of that, ultimately, they just didn't want to do a deal with the Lakers the way it went down.
There you go.
It was basically they felt like they were getting pushed into a deal. They felt like the Lakers were trying to manipulate this, and LeBron and Rich Paul were basically trying to force Anthony Davis to Los Angeles while he's under contract with another team. And that didn't really sit well with a lot of them. And there was a little bit of posturing of, all right, we'll offer or we'll make us an offer. All right, we'll make us another offer. All right, we'll give us this. Okay, we'll give us this. Ah, now we're still not going to do it. Like they were having fun with it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it ultimately kind of came down to the fact that they just don't want to send him there in the middle of the season to make it seem like he can force his way to one particular team.
What is the fan base mood right now in New Orleans when it comes to? I mean, granted, that's a hoot at nation when it comes to the Saints. I get it, but what is the mood right now and the support out of the Pelican Nation?
It's weird right now. It really is. I think a lot of fans are starting to look forward to, okay, the AD era is over. Let's see what's next. And originally, it seemed like it was going to be everybody on AD's side. You know, they felt like management failed them. They didn't put the team around them that they needed to. They lost their superstar. But as this has kind of gone on, and he still wants to be around the team, It's weird. He is going to play tonight when they play Minnesota. I'm legitimately interested to see what the fan reaction is going to be when Davis steps out on the court for the first time.
I would assume there's going to be a giant standing ovation that he's still there and they get to witness him for at least the remainder of the season.
That's what I thought initially, but a lot of fans are kind of thinking now, look, if you don't want to be here, we get it, then just leave. Like, you can go to L.A., go to your house, we'll pay you the rest of the season, fine. Now, there's a lot of fans who are upset with him. It's like, well, now you don't want to be here, but you're going to take away 30 minutes a game from Jahlil Okafor or Cheick Diallo, guys who are going to be on this team next year who can develop and get the playing time they want. Kemrich Williams, a forward who's been playing very well for them, a rookie. Fans are starting to turn a little bit, and I would still expect a majority cheers, but there are a section of fans who are kind of getting a little tired of it and say, look, if you don't want to be here, just go. You don't have to sit here and and try to force your way back onto the court.
Okay, two things before I let you go. By the way, we're talking with Andrew Lopez of the New Orleans Times-Picayune, covers the Pelicans there. But I do have to ask you one football question. Is that, are they over it yet?
No.
Big sigh. No. Big sigh.
No. No. I'll just leave. No. No. It's going to take. That's going to stink. It's
okay.
Going to take a while.
And then the second thing is, hey, I got we were at the Super Bowl, and we were on Radio Row, and there's a couple people walking around. We got contacted and said, hey, we'll take care of everything if you just pay your airfare, come to New Orleans for the national title game next year in football. Is it worth the trip?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's worth the trip and food alone.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times, but I've never had a long period of time to stay and enjoy it. It's always in and out. So I thought, well, this time I might come down for about 4 or 5 days, and my wife has never been, so I thought maybe we'll do that.
The 4 or 5 days, you'll be able to go to, like, 10 different restaurants. It'll be more than worth the trip.
Okay, I might have to do that then. All right, we'll touch base later on down the road, but thanks for the time, buddy, okay?
No problem.
Andrew, talk to you soon. There you go. Andrew Lopez of the New Orleans Times-Picayune, covers the Pelicans and lives down there in New Orleans, giving us the lowdown on Mirotić and everything else that's going on in the NBA world in that particular portion of the world. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they have been doing it, getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.